My name is Mrs. Bharati Satpute. I came from India.
And how old are you?
I am 27 years old.
And you've lived in India your whole life?
Yes, I live in India, yes.
Where in India?
In India, Pune, Maharashtra.
Is that a big city? Or?
Yes, it is.
How big?
You can say millions.
What was it like to be a child in India where you grew up?
You mean to say what did I like?
What did you like to do as a child in India?
The phases of the childhood is like you learn new things, you try to do something different, and as you grow, I think information technology was the concept which attracted many more. And I think in India there are many kids right now, like from the age of 7 to 8, they are trying to move towards what is like online learning, what is information technology.
So there's a big focus on this in Indian schools.
Yes.
When do you start school in India?
I started 1984.
And how old were you then?
It was like 3 years old.
So you start school that early?
Yeah.
And English, when did you start learning English?
English was from the first standard. That means at the age of 5.
English is very important in India, isn't it? It's a,
yes,
of course,
yes,
the administrative language and
yes,
spoken by many.
Yes.
Your parents and your family, they also speak English.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes.
Mm. You have studied at a university or a college or?
A college, but which is like which resembles to the university.
Can I ask you some questions about Indian culture? Well, in Norway, we're used to girls going out with boys, dating.
Generally, it is not the culture how you see in Norway, where the kids are, maybe the teenagers, are not much more independent, or they are not interested towards these things. They are like totally focused to whatever is their small world. But I think at the age of 22, 23, there are few who basically go around dating and all these things.
But would your parents allow you to go out on a date as such, or would they want to know who
they
he
would
is?
Like to know who he is.
Mm. India is changing rapidly.
Yes.
How do you notice that in the city itself?
In the city, see, 10 years ago, considering the industrial area or the IT sector, it was like very few companies where one can just go for a job, search for a job. It was very difficult to find a job. But now, since if you consider Pune, the IT sector is growing like anything. So, I mean, the colleges, there are different colleges now that teach the IT related information, and now the guys are like moving to the IT, the information sector, like anything.
But there are still a lot of poor people in India as well.
Yes, there are.
How do you see their future? Is there hope for also the poor people in India? Will they get jobs?
I think they will. Because, see, basically what matters is the quality. So, though they are poor, I mean, if they are like quite intelligent or have the path, it is not the case like you should be rich to reach one of the destination. But if they have the quality, they can always go ahead.
Another topic. In Europe, we're used to celebrating Christmas, New Year's Eve. What are the big events in India, the big celebrations?
As you have Christmas over here, we have Diwali in India. We have Diwali, we have Dasera, we have Ganpati festival. There are many more. I mean, near about...
Could you just explain what a few of them are about?
See, Diwali festival is like, it's the festival of lights. So you like Christmas, you get a 5 days vacation or something. People go on vacation. Same is the case with the Diwali. In the home, they prepare some sweets which are like shared with their relatives, with the neighbors. Same like what you do at Christmas. And we have the house complete with lights. We have stars, some what we call diyas. So those things we do into Diwali.
Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
In the career path, you say, or how is it?
Oh, in life, in general.
In life, after 10 years, I haven't thought about it, but... maybe doing something good into IT sector, doing something for, I won't say poor people, but for at least the people who are like above 60 to 70 age and who are not having anyone with them. So for those people, I'll be definitely doing something.
Can I ask you about this red mark you have on your forehead?
Yeah, that is called as Bindi. It represents the Indian culture actually. Every married woman should put on that Bindi on her forehead.
So all married women in India, they have a...
Yes. Basically, there are two things. One is the Mangal Sutra and other is the red Bindi. So every married woman should have it.
In India, in the old days, you had something called the untouchables.
Yeah.
Is that still a problem in India? That's long gone by.
I think that was like till we get the independence or after 5 or 6 years of independence.
Now many generations ago.
Yeah. Now it is no case.
How do you like living in India? What's good about living in India compared to other places in the world?
Basically, the social life that you have in India, the culture, I mean, even if you go to your neighbor, you can talk freely. I mean, they have interest in what do you want to discuss and everything. But if you move out of India, what I have seen is people are much reserved and they are just totally into for themselves. I mean, whatever is required, that is just discussed. That's it. But the social life of India, the people that interact with you, it is totally different.
So there is a sort of a richness and a warmth between people.
Yes.
Which you don't find here in Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.